Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I have so much information to discuss, folks, and I hadn't planned on rehashing Biden's dementia vis-a-vis the HER report, but we're going to have to cover it. And the other thing was, I had planned on, it's spring break, and I was supposed to be with my bro. He's doing something with the Live Tour. And he's gotten me a bunch of Greg Norman paraphernalia, the Live Tour stuff that's autographed and all that. I was supposed to pick all that up and figure out if we were going to, you know, give it away as tchotchkes to members of the Backstage Club. And I am. I'm going to be getting all that stuff at some point. But that got put on hold. A lot of reasons why we haven't been able to celebrate spring break the way we wanted to. Because we're about to be empty nesters, Melissa and I. We had a very different idea of how we would spend the last year with our kiddo. But duty calls. And it was funny, Melissa and I were talking about it. If you get rid of social media, shadow banning and all that stuff, we easily are running a thriving organization. And it's so frustrating because she was talking about it in terms of, she goes, look at what we're going through. Look at what they're doing to Trump. She goes, we're on a minor scale. And I was thinking to myself, I didn't even correct her, but in my mind I went, I don't find it minor. I find going from $30,000 a month on our website because people loved our information to $300 a month, I don't find that minor. I don't find a radio show that should be, I'm not going to say it should be at Joe Rogan levels, but it should be at a pretty good level. I think what we talk about here can be pretty profound. And the idea that this radio show costs me money to do every month, I find ridiculous. Especially when I look at what happens on the other side of the aisle, what other people are able to do. The social media reach that's given to other people that can make them literally millions of dollars. And here we are. I mean, when I tell you stifled, and I know the reason because I've seen the reports. I've seen my staffs. They show me the report where if you say this, do this, write this, you get demonetized. And it could be the truth. We are penalized for the truth. I'm looking at the last decade of my life where I have dedicated myself to nothing but the truth, and I've been penalized every single year. I'll give you a perfect example. We got a thing from Stripe that said you got to redo your FlickFest account and your Bleeding Blue. It's like some verification thing, or we're going to shut it off. That happened to me the other day. I'm like, shut it off for what? Well, you know, it violates policy. How so? What do we... I have a movie showing and I have a movie service. That's what we got. So we got them redone, but they're always letting you know. We're monitoring you. We're watching you. We're seeing what you're doing. And I would tell you, you better be, because everything that we do here is an attack on the left. Hollywood. Why are we going after Hollywood? Because the Chinese now own it. Because Hollywood has been against us now for decades. Who's addressing it? Somebody please tell me. When we take the FlickFest public, we're about to do a Reg CF offering where people can invest small dollars. You can invest up to a certain amount. I think it could be $100-$200 a year. But we're about to open it up to that. And we're going to give Hollywood a kick in the teeth. I don't care. Look. If you want to sell smut and all that, I don't care. You do what you want to do, but we should have an alternative of what we want to promote. That's all I'm saying. And here's what I will tell you. The oppression that we are getting at the level that we're getting, which And Melissa goes, well, look at what they're doing to Donald Trump with E. Jean Carroll and all that. And I'm like, I get it. But at his level, he can afford it. We're getting crushed on what I've been building for 15 years, and I have not done anything wrong. It has been by the book. That's a problem. So sick of it. Anyway, I have a ton to discuss. I'm doing it over spring break. I should be, when's the last time I got a week off? I mean, it certainly over, that didn't over the holidays. We ran some best of shows, but I was still doing my job. And literally, she said to me the other day, I feel sorry for you that you don't get any time off. That is strictly your time. Time for the family without any interruptions. Time for yourself without any interruptions. This job is a 24/7 job, period. You can't even rest during the holidays because the left is not going to let you rest. I want to swing back to this Biden thing. I wasn't going to talk about it. I thought we could be done with this classified information thing, but you can't ignore it. The classified document situation with Joe Biden is far worse than I thought. Far worse. I knew the man was guilty. We talked about it yesterday. All the Joe Biden, oh, Donald Trump, I can't believe he did that. It's terrible. On 60 Minutes. And then when it hits him, it's no longer terrible. It's far worse than Donald Trump. Biden should be in big trouble over this. Maybe he is. I don't know if the Republicans, they don't seem to know how to fight. But keep in mind, her only made a recommendation not to prosecute the old demented clown. But that doesn't mean he can't be prosecuted. And yet, Democrats rallied to his defense.
He was exonerated,
He was not exonerated. That got completely dismantled. And as I said the other day, either you say he was exonerated because he's unfit, or he has to suffer the consequences of what he's done. And it is far worse than any of us imagined. The locations of the documents, who had access to them, and so on and so forth. It was probably most poignant in this particular discussion by a congressman.
In your report and this testimony, a reasonable person would conclude that Mr. Biden knowingly retained national defense information and failed to deliver it to an appropriate government official, and that he knew his conduct was unlawful. And I think that's where we end up here, and that's what the point is. Over the last three election cycles, there's only been three people who have ran for president. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. All three of them have been accused of mishandling classified documents. Only one of them has been prosecuted.
That pretty much sums it up. And I'm going to tell you, at this point, if you are a never-Trumper, you don't like Donald Trump, but you don't see what's going on here, shame on you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for FinMore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I did not share classified information. I did not share it. With my ghostwriter, I did not. Guarantee you did not.
We also identified other recorded conversations during which Mr. Biden read classified information aloud to his ghostwriter.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business dealings with him?
Yes, I stand by that statement. I did not know he was on the board of that company. I've never discussed my business or their business, my sons or daughters. I never discussed a single thing with my son about anything having to do with Ukraine. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
I did not share classified information. I did not share it.
With your ghostwriter.
With my ghostwriter, I did not. Guarantee you did not.
Not a joke. Fact.
You believe Joe Biden? When he says he never discussed classified documents with his ghostwriter. They got him on audio. But he says it didn't happen. How could you possibly believe it? But with all that, I'm just going to tell you, Democrats have a difficult problem. I looked at part of this transcript. I hadn't looked at it. I'll be honest with you. I got better things to do. I hadn't looked at it. And when I did, I went, this guy's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Joe Biden is crazy. We have a madman in charge of the United States of America. Put in a coup, and he's gone bananas, and the Democrats don't want to admit it. But here's what the Democrats don't want to admit. You've heard me say this before. We selected a guy who, against all odds, went in and was a rock star as a president. That's what we did with Donald Trump. Democrats inserted a guy that, if they really believe he was the right guy, shame on him. And he went in and screwed the pooch and tried to sell the pups. And now they're mad at us. They hate us to such a degree that they would put this demented clown back into office in order to make themselves look like, we got it right. Look at us. We won another election. The only problem is they can't win it. You even hear them talking about, they say things like, I heard a Whoopi Goldberg is like, well, Trump better not do this at the border. What she's saying is, when he's back into office, he better not do this. The Democrats have resigned themselves to the idea that they're going to lose. And here, let me tell you, this is a terrible place to be mentally. I'm going to explain to you the demented mind of the left. It is a terrible place to be. Here's what these people are saying. They're saying, we know Trump is better. We know our guy's an idiot. We will concede that your guy will likely win, but we're still going to be mad at you. We're still going to be, we have to, that, see, that's the mind of a child. That's what children do. You can't convince them that when they're throwing their tantrum, it doesn't matter. I want my phone. I want it. Yeah, but you're out there, you're doing this, you're doing that with your phone, you're about to get in trouble, it could affect your future. I don't care, I want my phone. I mean, truly, you guys know what I'm doing. Some of you are dealing with it. I have a 17-year-old. Take his phone away, and he loses it. But and it's for all the right reasons. I'm not going to go into detail, but when we take his phone away, it's for good reason. It's to teach a lesson. But boy, he loses it. And so do all of his friends. This is not unique to me. I'm not going into some uncharted territory here. It's their lifeline. And they feel like they've lost a piece of he would rather give up a body part than to give up his phone. And Democrats are the same way. Their ideology is their smartphone, their dumb phone. They don't have a smartphone, they have a dumb phone. And it's leftist ideology. And they will not give it up. They will not admit that they're wrong, even though they will live their lives as closely as they can to us. They want to raise their kids the way we do. They want it to be really safe out there. They want to believe it. So what do? They isolate themselves in their own little cocoons of safety while the world goes to crap. And they don't care. As long as they don't have to see the carnage of what they do, they believe it works. Most of these people talking about Joe Biden, man, he's done great for the economy, are people who are feasting because they're part of the inner circle. You go out to the rank and file, it is not good. You don't have to believe me. Here's Newt Gingrich talking about Bidenomics.
Well, I mean, it tells you how much Biden's policies and Bidenomics have just plain failed. This is not complicated. Go and stand outside any grocery store and ask people if things are dramatically more expensive than 4 or 5 years ago. In the near future, go and stand outside any gas station and ask the same question. Look at what's happening to young people. In fact, Joe Biden has suffered his biggest loss of support from people under 30. Why? Because they're finding out they can't get a decent job, they can't afford a car, they can't afford a house. They're being forced in some cases to live with their parents. In other cases, you're getting 6 or 7 people jointly trying to buy something together. The Biden system simply doesn't work. And it doesn't work on the border. It doesn't work in the economy. It doesn't work in foreign policy. It doesn't work in dealing with drugs. And I think this is a genuine, deep crisis. And I don't care how many ads they buy this year, the Biden people are not going to be able to convince the average American that their life is better under Joe Biden.
We should celebrate a Biden, conservatives. We should celebrate him and remind people of exactly who he is. This is a guy that exposed leftism better than anybody, better than Obama. Joe Biden exposed what leftism is really all about. It is dictatorial. It is communist. It is all the worst parts of government. It's Marxism. It's all of it, right? All those isms. And worse. I mean, it wants to tell you what to do. It wants to tell you how to feel. And it doesn't care what you're going through. And it's taking your money little by little. It claims to help the poor. It's not helping. And let me tell you, I love it, because not only is it doing that, it's showing you that the left will support it no matter what. They will support a dude who they know is brain damaged. I mean, I use Joe Biden as a punchline for dementia, but the fact is, he is a brain damaged individual. They know it, and they still want him to be their leader. That is how much they hate you. That is how much they hate America. That is how much they claim to hate Donald Trump. But it's only because you made Trump the man. Insert anybody. You could have picked any candidate. If you had undying adulation for that person like you do Trump and MAGA and America First, the Democrats would hate that person too.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House throwing its support behind the recently passed TikTok bill in the U.S. House. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Wednesday.
Is to ensure that ownership, as I just stated,
of these apps wouldn't be in the hands of those who can't exploit them or to do us harm.
She said the Biden administration wants swift passage of the measure in the U.S. Senate. The bill would give Chinese-owned ByteDance 180 days to divest or face a ban on TikTok in U.S. app stores. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., confirming earlier reports about his potential shortlist for VP candidates, he's speaking to NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as well as former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura. Kennedy confirmed he's in contact with both of the men, discussing the race for president, saying also that he's spoken to Rodgers pretty continuously. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So this lengthy, expensive, and independent investigation resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden. For every document you discussed in your report, you found insufficient evidence that the president violated any laws about possession or retention of classified materials. The primary law that you analyzed for potential prosecution was part of the Espionage Act, 18 U.S.C. 793E, which criminalizes willful retention or disclosure of national defense information. Is that correct?
Congresswoman, that is one statute that we analyzed. I need to go back and make sure that I take note of the word that you use, exoneration. That is not a word that
I'm going to continue with my questions. I'm going to continue with my questions. I know that the term
I ultimately reached.
I know that
whether sufficient evidence existed such that the likely outcome
you exonerated
a conviction.
I know that the term willful retention has a Mr. Hurd, it's my time. Thank you.
Joe Biden was not exonerated. Far from it. Joe Biden was condemned. In more ways than one, they said Joe Biden was reckless with classified documents. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. I'm going to implore you guys. Look, I'm going to tell you this. I'm never going to beg you for anything. I'm not. And here's why. I don't do that. I'm going to tell you my situation. But here's what I will. And our situation is we're being shadow banned. Now, we'll also tell you what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on in my life. And the reason why I know I don't have to beg is because people respond. And I appreciate you for that. I really do. And I don't want anybody feeling sorry for me. Don't, please don't. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm on a mission from God. And I believe with all my heart and all my faith, and it's not always easy. It gets tested, but I believe in my heart of hearts that the good Lord has me in the moving in the right direction for the right reasons, and the timing is what it is. And I get tested. Oh, Lord, I get tested every week. And I tell you these stories because I'm going to tell you something. I think in your life, you're getting tested in your own way. And we all have to believe that there's something bigger than us driving us because it would be so easy to abandon this. It's so easy for me. I'm going to speak for myself to go out there and figure out a way. If I want to lose my religion, as my grandmother would say, and go do something to make money, I wouldn't do anything illegal, but I could do something theoretically unethical in the sense of siding with the left or saying what they want me to say or towing the line. I've never done it for the left or the right or anybody else. And I know for a fact it's been a detriment. I was talking to one of my good buddies. I gave back $1.4 million worth of stock to an agreement I had because the guy was a jerk, and he kept throwing it in my face that I wasn't achieving all the things that he wanted me to do, which was a blatant lie. I had it documented, and the more I explained what I had done, the more defensive he got. Why? Because he wasn't doing his job. He was deflecting. So, and he would throw the stock in my face every other day, and I said, you know what? Take your stock. Now, let me tell you what's happened with this company since. Zero. He's imploded. Everything that he claimed he was going to do and he could do without me didn't happen. Why? Because I was doing it. Let me tell you something about me. And there are people out there that can verify it. And I'll play. If anybody calls and says, Kevin is the man, and I'll play you the clips. I will play 15 different people saying, if Kevin Jackson says he's going to do something for you, you can set your watch by it. And it's always been that way, to my detriment, always. And it's never stopped, and it never will. I'm not going to commit to something that I can't deliver, but you got to do your part. But the point I'm making is, on principle, I gave it up. On principle, I refuse to say what Fox wanted me to say. On principle. Now, I could go, okay, Fox, I tell you what, I take it back. They are not lying skanks, and men are terrible people, and all men should be this, and we're all toxically masculine. Man, I could go on a speaking tour. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to sacrifice. There's no amount of money that makes me go, okay, well, I guess I'll go ahead and do it. And is it a struggle? Heck yeah, it's a struggle. You lose a deal with Fox. What else did I lose? I didn't just lose that salary. I lost everything that Fox would bring at the time, you know, in terms of, I mean, I'd love to still be in the forefront in media, et cetera. People looking at you like you're a star. I wasn't a star then, and I'm not one now, but I wasn't even any more of a star. I'm the same person pre-Fox, post-Fox, and during Fox, I guess I should say. Nothing's changed about me. So all I'm getting at is principle. That's what we're supposed to be about. Anyway, Joe Biden is not exonerated, not by a long shot. Joe Biden is guilty as sin, and he's more guilty than even Hillary Clinton. Joe didn't, you know, bleach bit anything and smash drives, which is worse because Joe Biden didn't even know that he was moving stuff. Let me read this. I had no purpose for them, the classified documents, and I think it would be inappropriate for me to keep clearly classified documents. Now, he's trying to make a distinction. Clearly classified. What's clearly classified? When they're marked classified or when you read them? And as I said the other day, go back and ask yourself this question. How did you get them in the first place? You're not supposed to have them. He says, before saying that it was his staff who picked up his belongings from the White House, he says, I don't want to hold them responsible or get them in trouble, but I believe they were the ones who were packing up and who were deciding, you know, where things would go, were going, to the best of my knowledge. So to the best of Joe Biden's knowledge, he has classified information that he doesn't really know that he has. He has staffers who are picking it up, and they're sorting through it. That's that enough. When it comes to this type of thing, you don't have to have, like, a reasonable excuse. You go to prison for this. Everybody who's in prison for anything close to this should be let out. And I'm going to tell you, if I were the Republicans, I would be naming these people by name and say, well, Joe, here's a person who did a fraction of what you did. They're in Leavenworth. Here's another person that did a fraction of what you did. They're in Leavenworth. By the way, hey, Republicans, I do the same thing for Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden had a gun. We all know he had a gun. He's a drug addict, a dope head, a dope fiend is what we used to call him. And he was not supposed to have a gun. He lied on his form. He got a gun. You know how many brothers are in prison for less than that? Where are they? Why aren't the Republicans going out, finding these stories and say, me Leroy, you know, Leroy caught a gun charge because he took his buddy's car and his buddy had a gun in the car, whatever. And there's Leroy serving 15 years. Showcase the difference. Joe Biden, I didn't want my staffers. I told you the other day, they are tormenting a Trump staffer, this guy Brian something, like he really was in the know. Have they deposed any of Biden's staffers to find out what was said of him? Have the Republicans gone and paid off any of their staffers to say, tell them that old Joe told you, I know there's classified information there. Why don't you take those and put them in the trunk of my vet? The Democrats are paying staffers off. This guy, Brian What's-His-Face, who is a nobody at Mar-a-Lago, and they're paying this man to lie. He's hit the lotto. Joe Biden's got multiple staff members who moved boxes. I haven't heard a single question of, well, who moved the boxes? Why aren't they being deposed? What did they know? Have you heard it? Please, somebody. Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Go to the website. Contact me any way you want. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. I would really like to know, have we questioned any of the people that moved any of those documents? Who placed them there? It wasn't Joe Biden. Joe Biden. This is crazy. It said Biden also discussed moving boxes, which were full of classified documents, out of the way in his garage to park his car. He said he did not know what was in the boxes. And I ask you again, how did he get it? This is classified information. How did he get it in the first place? What was the need for it? What are the relevant areas of those classified documents? We don't even know what they're supposedly. What Trump took was a binder that would showcase that they were tormenting him, targeting him, doing things to him, and they needed to get that binder back. What are they? They laid out all of Trump's classified documents. What are they? Did Trump collude with the Russians? Is he getting with the Chinese? What? They had them. You know why they won't tell you? Because all those documents do is condemn the left. But you know what they won't do? They won't lay out Joe Biden's documents and tell you what the contents of those are. Where is that question? I would be asking, if I wanted a committee, I'd say, just out of curiosity, what exactly were those classified documents? Subject matter wise. Well, it's a matter of national security. What? How is it a matter of national security? If it's a matter of national security, what was he doing with them? I go back to my original question. And as I said, who moved the boxes?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure have stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden says, I remember moving boxes, literally, physically moving them with help, one side to the other, so I could get the Corvette in the garage on the left. And then he started making sounds of his Corvette. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We had a joke that said, why do Aggies put the windshield wipers on the inside of their cars? And then the joke is because they drive like this. That's what it reminded me of when I heard that Joe Biden was making the sounds of his Corvette. Woo! Little green Corvette. Maybe it's just a little slow like Joe. Oh, boy. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, I mentioned a new sponsor to the program, Verve. I use the spray vitamins. When I'm hyped up, I spray some Verve. VerveSprayVitamins.com in my mouth. And they have five different flavors. I've talked about them. I'll tell you the two I use the most. I use melatonin in the evening. Not that I have trouble sleeping, but I have trouble deep sleeping. And then I use energy. I get my energy boost. Giving up coffee. Coffee messes up my metabolism. So just squirt on the inside of the cheek. 90% absorption. Made in America. Veteran-owned company. That's all you should need to hear. By the way, cheaper than the regular vitamins that you would take for either of those. Less expensive. TSA approved. They're like the size of a pen. Kind of a bulky ballpoint pen. Spray it on the cheek. Gets absorbed. And you feel it relatively quickly. I mean, literally within minutes, you go, got my little squirt. And by the way, tastes great. So go to VerveSprayVitamins.com, put in action, and you'll get the deepest discount for that product that you can get. VerveSprayVitamins.com, put in action. Anyway, let me get back to this. So Joe Biden's making car sounds, and Adam Schiff is mad that her report talked about how Joe Biden had lost it. I want to play what Adam Schiff does to try to protect Joe Biden. And then I want to read from the transcript. This man is cuckoo. He's crazy. How these people have not invoked the 25th Amendment shows you just how desperate they are to leave him in place. How much they hate Kamala Harris and how much they know Gavin Newsom is not going to be able to be electable.
Thank you so much, Congressman Schiff. The basic argument you're making is that by calling President Biden a sympathetic, well-meaning old man, elderly man with a poor memory, which is how he thought he would come across to a jury, that that's political. What part of that construct is inaccurate? I mean, I assume you think he's sympathetic and well-meaning. He's 81, and his memory, you know, it doesn't seem great. It's not horrible, but I don't understand the outrage.
Well, it's as simple as this. As a prosecutor, the department policy is you don't go out of your way to essentially vilify, injure the reputation of someone when you're making a declination decision. What you put in your report is just what's necessary to support the conclusions of the report. So fair game to say he was asked about these documents and didn't recall how they got to the university. It is not appropriate to engage in a subjective, generalized, essentially political assessment that is fodder during a campaign year. And he knew exactly what he was doing when he chose that language. You know, he has conducted, I'm sure, as any lawyer with his experience, dozens and dozens of depositions. I deposed Karl Rove for the Judiciary Committee. He claimed a failure of recollection dozens and dozens of times. There was never a suggestion that he was doing it because of his advanced age. That was simply gratuitous.
Well, he wasn't 81, Karl Rove.
No, he wasn't, but...
No, he wasn't, but... It doesn't have anything to do with what I just said, but that's not the point. The point is, I just want to make my point and make people understand that I'm all for protecting President Biden no matter what. Even though he's an idiot, and even though I know that he's got dementia, I'm making the point that doesn't make the point. Do you understand, Jake? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, Brainiac in the house. Oh, man, look at the level of protection they want to give this guy. They're mad because her said Joe Biden's, he's losing it. Now, what did her base that on? By the way, I love saying his name because it almost sounds like you're using those pronouns. What did her base that on? Is it like her is a man who wants to be called her. That's his pronoun. I think it's hysterical. Anyway, let's get back to the matter at hand, okay? Don't stop trying to take me off the main thing here. So I want to read for you just a little bit of what her said about Joe Biden. I mean, what Joe Biden said. What he wrote about it. This is absolutely insane. Check it out. Oh, and one other quick point. You know, I didn't think it was that big of a deal that Joe Biden, because Joe Biden was outraged. How dare he bring up my son, Bo? And then you read the transcript and you see clearly her didn't bring it up. Joe Biden brought it up. Oh, yeah, that was around the time that Bo died. And then he went on to go to not remember it, and he had people telling him, it was 2015, it was just May, it was whatever. And he, oh, yeah, you're right, it was the wrong year, yeah, yeah. So, but let me just say, when he's talking about the car, this part cracks me up. By the way, you know how it works, Biden asked her? It's really cool. Her remarks, sir, I would love to hear much more about this, but I do have a few more questions to get through. Biden ignores him. You step your foot on the accelerator all the way down until it gets about 6-7 grand. Then all of a sudden, it will launch. All you do is take your foot off the brake. So, her is trying to have a real conversation about, you know, to get to the bottom of this, and Joe Biden does it. And then Joe Biden makes the burr sound and then laughs. Then her response, it's on my bucket list, before returning to questions of the classified documents being discovered at the Penn Center. Joe Biden, well, you push it down, it goes up 5, 6, 7 grand, and you take your foot off the brake, boom, it launches. Unbelievable. This is a sitting president being interviewed by a special counsel, and I don't know whether he's thinking he's going to disarm him, because he made a comment, well, you know, I don't remember as much, I'm young, or something like that. He tried to joke about his age. Joe Biden, he does what you do to a polygraph guy. You're supposed to make him feel good, so he'll cut you a little slack, so when you're lying, he won't let people know. Unbelievable. But here's where everywhere they found, I don't know if you've heard this, but these are all the places where classified documents were found.
Mr. Herr, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In the major, and his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
Not a joke.
My Congressman Andy Biggs out of Arizona, he chimed in on the classified documents deal and pretty much drove home the point that many people have been making.
It's hard for me to say, well, he was ignorant, he was incompetent, he was accidental. No. He had guilty knowledge. He knew and told the guy that he's going to expose that classified material to, hey, be careful. Be careful. It may be classified. That indicates something a little bit more than mere knowledge. Indicates that he has some intent there. Because the next thing he should have said is, hey, I don't know if it's classified, but we're going to skip over this until that's resolved. He didn't do that. What he said is, read it anyway.
Did you know that? Biden actually said it. It may be classified. And then, of course, Andy Biggs goes on to say, why wouldn't you go, wait a minute, let me make sure this isn't classified before I did. Because Biden acts like, I didn't know it was classified. How would I know? I'll read what he said again. I had no purpose for them. And I think it would be inappropriate for me to keep clearly classified documents. He doesn't know if they're classified. He's admitting I might have classified documents. He certainly admitted it to the guy writing the book. And $8 million for a Biden book? Seriously, follow the money. And then follow the money, as I mentioned before, follow it to his LLC that year did, what, $16, $17 million? Where'd the rest of that money come from? One thing I can guarantee you can find out. Joe Biden didn't sell enough books to get his advance back. So where'd that money come from? Holy mother of Olga Petrovsky, I'm wondering. Could it have come from Ukraine? Could it have come from Russia? Could it have come from China? Joe Biden's got a real classified problem, not like Donald Trump.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.